TV, come see me. I'm flexing in 3D. I'm big dog, pee wee, jet ski, seaweed. I'm foreign, BB, no feelings. Kiki, you get it. Hee hee, I'm from the CP. I'm out the street. I buy the beats. I buy the building and buy the street. Exotic beaches, melodic features. It's hard to reach us. You in the bleachers. Say Tony teaches. My money, obeses. I own it, no leases. I dog them, no leashes. Had keys like Alicia. I meet you, delete you. I love you, I feed you. Don't want you, I need you. No TV, come see me. I'm flexing in 3D. I'm big dog, pee wee, jet ski, seaweed. I'm foreign, BB, no feelings. Kiki, you get it. Hee hee, I'm from the CP. Get money, then repeat. More money, three-peat. More money, Win Street connected. Wee-fee, I'm riding. Beep beep, colliding. Meet me, nobody can see me. Cataracts, Stevie, D-Long. Big feet, yellow watch. PP, can't play yo. CD, car don't play. CD, these buggets. You see these, you boring. CC, I'm hungry. EE, new bracelet. Sneaky, no TV, come see me. I'm flexing in 3D. I'm big dog, pee wee, jet ski, seaweed. I'm foreign, BB, no feelings. Kiki, you get it. Hee hee, I'm front of.
Oh shit. Verbose.xyz. Coming to you live, uncut, unreal, and in the flesh. Well, digitally in the flesh. I'm the mad scientist, Miles Overd, coupled with my man, Crafter, a.k.a. My Dick Run Hot, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. 2-for-1 Arby's Special, a.k.a. I don't eat bacon because I'm Muslim. Crafter, how you doing tonight, sir?
I'm just dealing with audio problems as usual. You cutting out a little bit there.
Was I?
Fuck me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if that's...
Miles the Mouth Low Road.
Miles the Mad Salesman.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Miles the Mad Salesman.
Oh, shit. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we got to put some, you know, some clickbait up in here for all those people out there in the world of Twitch. Yeah. Cool, perfect. That's perfect. Last week, it was the titties. Am I right, Crafter? Am I right on that? Oh, shit.
Yeah,
I have
sure.
to press to talk. Yeah. I have to press yeah. to talk. Fuck. With yeah, the video problem, I there, I have to push spacebar to talk. So if you didn't...
Oh, yeah. Fucking technical shit. Difficulties.
Yeah.
So whatever you said, I probably agree, but let's let you reiterate either way.
Yeah, last week it was the titties, am I right?
Yeah, there was big, huge breasts on that fucking video right there.
I love
the
that.
The world's largest.
Indeed, and if I'm not mistaken, all natural. Is that correct, Crafter?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I didn't watch the video.
I watched part of it. It was pretty boring. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that those things are real. And she breaks watermelons with them.
Really? I mean, maybe we should put that video back up. Maybe that's what we should be talking about in the beginning of the show.
Can you find that video? Can we just actually play that video? We should do that. Good call. Good call, Crafter.
Okay. Where's Gary at? I guess I'm gonna have to be my own Gary.
Gary! We're still
Being
hiring.
My own Gary.
We are still hiring. By the way, for all of you out there, ASMR style, this is a LaCroix... Corante, I think. For your...
I can't hear you again.
Oh, that's right. Fuck, I have to hit spacebar. I can't do two-handed things like open this LaCroix ASMR style. Yeah.
Maybe if I remove this video, it'll be nice to you.
It's still making me push stop.
Oh, that's fucking gay.
Wait, let me just... Yeah, it is. Okay, now if I press the button, okay, we good now. That's gay as fuck, though, I'll tell you what. So, yeah, we moved to Jitsi.
Fuck you, Jitsi.org. Fuck you.
We're trying some new shit. By the way, Juno, how are you out there in TV watching? That's pretty cool that you're watching. But yeah, fucking, we're trying out a new platform, trying Jitsi, because, like, being remote, and sharing video with all of you, we're just trying to find this, happy medium where we can literally, like, share the information, hear what's going on, interact with it all at the same time. Like, how the fucking professionals actually do this shit, man? Like, I used to see Hangouts a lot in the back, in the past. What do you think, man? I don't know. What are we doing wrong here?
I don't know. I think it's probably some kind of fucking config with us that, you know, we can't get fucking the video to share with audio most of the time if we're using Discord or if we're using some other fucking most likely app that everyone else seems to just use easily. And some kind of config between you and me.
You know what? I have a weird feeling about that. And yes, Boozy, good call. You can hear me because you're watching the stream. It's going to fuck up the recording, though. That's the funny thing. But, yeah, fucking, fuck. I think what it actually is, as far as the Discord thing and all that bullshit, is that we, are running deprecated operating systems. I bet you anybody that runs Windows 10 on, like, an Intel system, fucking, they got that shit dialed in. I bet you. What do you think? No?
I bet you're right. It's probably my problem with sticking to Windows 7 and feeling like Windows 10 is just spyware and not an operating system that is holding me back in this situation. That's probably it.
I definitely agree on that. Have you heard that Brave, coming out from 2019 to 2020, is considered the most secure browser in use right now? It's the browser least likely to call home, so to speak. So if you're not using Brave, you should be using that browser. But yeah.
Yeah, but don't be earning them coins, because, you know, that's how they get you.
Yeah, that actually, you're probably right. If you really want to be secure with that, you got to turn off all the bat coin generation and stuff like that. But I'm greedy and miserly. I want that fucking bat. Are you kidding me? I turn it on so, like, instead of getting ads like once every half an hour, I get them like 3 times every 10 minutes. I'm just constantly clicking. Even on my phone, dude. Yeah.
What can you do with that bat? What is the purpose? What is the intended of the stupid cryptocurrency that you get for looking at ads?
The intention of it, which I definitely don't fucking use it for, is so that as you generate it, you have a currency that you can then give kudos to your favorite artists online. And there's a lot of sites that are verified bat sites or whatever. Bat sites. It's the bat site. Basic attention token. It's based off the Ethereum blockchain. But
there's no way to sell them. Like, can I get money for these things? It's anywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Fucking Coinbase. You could trade them on Coinbase, my dude. I think they're sitting at like 34 cents a coin or something.
So if you're sitting around looking at the internet all day, or if you're just looking at porn all day, and, you know, you might as well just be doing this, make, you know, a couple cents while you're jerking off.
That's true, but there's not really anything built into it yet where you can collect the bat yourself. That's the thing, that's where they get you on Brave Browser. People set up their own wallets and mine it and, you know, use it in other networks. That's what, you know, that's why bat's out there, and the curators that are using those wallets are definitely reaping the benefits of Brave. But the people that are just getting into BAT using Brave, there's no means to extract it from there, except for, I think now you can log into a site, verify your coins or whatever in your account, and deal with it maybe that way with fees and stuff like that. What I would do, if you're someone out there wanting to, like, exploit the loophole of BAT and fucking clicking on all the ads and shit, create your own wallet and become a verified content creator, and then send yourself back because you love your shit. That's what I would do. Just saying. I've thought about it a lot.
Okay, I haven't thought about it much at all.
Okay.
I just have one of those ideas. What if I make a site where you can sign up and, you know, using my account, send yourself stuff? So, like, everybody can join in and send themselves coin, and I send it back out to them, and, you know, from Coinbase or wherever, but I just take 15%.
That would make sense.
See, and that was just off the top of my head. So, I mean, someone needs to be out there, needs to be taking advantage of these loopholes and selling these coins, man. People want to jerk off and get paid.
I agree. Doesn't all of America want to jerk off and get paid? If I become president, everyone will jerk off and become...
Yeah. And I'll be inclusive, okay? Some people want to flick the bean and get paid, okay?
Mm. And it doesn't matter what gender you are, you can flick the bean or spank the monkey or jerk the dick. I don't know. Yeah, that was just off the top of my head, too, right? Just fucking with you. So I wonder if Miles Crafter has crazy work stories. This is from Juno. I don't know. Yeah. School stories, though. You got any crazy school stories, Crafter? Huh?
I mean, like, about me personally? Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to share those. No.
Yeah.
Like, there was this guy in my high school who, like, would go into the library all the time. And then one day, like, the librarian caught him jerking off and looking at porn. And they, like, literally called, like, a hazmat team in. Like, came in, like, fucking yellow suits and, like, wrapped the computer up and, like, took it out in, like, a hazmat bag. And that guy, yeah, that guy transferred school so quickly. I mean, like, you know, like, oh, just to be known God. As the guy got caught jerking off in the fucking library.
God, that's fucking beautiful. I can't even believe that, man. Oh,
I can't remember his last name. His name was Jasper something. Jasper, whoever you're out there, sorry, I just threw you under the bus, bro. You were jerking off in the library. Come on, man. What the fuck?
Fuck yeah, dude. That's amazing. I once got one of my grades changed.
Really?
Yeah. But
through what? Through
through sheer luck and lying. So my dad was really strict about grades. I was grounded for years at a time for getting C's on my report card and shit. So I was coming back from a psychology class where I actually got a D in this class. My dad would fucking kill me. It would be over. I'd be grounded until I was 35. Like, you know, shit was gonna go down, and I was on that survival kick about it. So I was like, I have to figure out something with this. So I literally just wrote it in as an A. And here's the fucked up thing, and I can't believe it worked, is that it was a printed card, right? So if you write to change it and then initial someone's name, like, that has to be verified by that person, right? So I fucking basically made up the story. The teacher was like, oh, this was a clerical error, and this is your actual grade, and she signed it. So my dad walked my ass to the fucking office and was like, okay, what's up with this? And the teacher was there, and she was kind of old, and maybe she saw my fucking shit. And I think it was from a... It was actually from a D to a B. I don't think I went A, because that would have been fucked up. But she was like, oh, yeah, that's correct. I did sign off on that. And fucking... literally changed my grade. Total fucking lie. But yeah, that saved my summer. I was able to skateboard and live free. I think that was my junior year. Probably my first year in public school. Because I was in private school all the way through my sophomore year.
That explains a lot.
Does it?
No.
What?
Just talking shit.
It kind of does explain a lot. I'm fucking... broken inside, broken, battered, and bastardized.
Yeah, gotta mix that vodka with LaCroix.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Drinking that LaCroix, like that. Post Malone. Post Malone's gotta be one of the fucking. He's like the sloth of pop music. You know what I mean? Like, the only reason he has tattoos on his face is because you know. He moved too slow, and that's actually moss growing on his face.
Just grew in fucked up patterns. So. Yeah,
exactly. Just grew in weird fucked up patterns. Look at it closely. That's just not ink. That is moss.
Damn.
We should cover more like TMZ shit, you know? That'd be cool. But I was trying to like scour through TMZ today, and everything in there was fucking stupid. It was people I knew nothing about, you know? This pop star from this group was like, God damn it, fuck, this is fucking stupid. There is stupid shit going on in the world right now. I don't want to jump into politics right now. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to avoid this, but there's stupid shit going on in the world right
here.
Now.
Huh. You want to talk about that? You want to see this awesomeness? Here you go. Watch this.
You literally have perfect timing on this. Oh, that music. So good.
To watch our show. Two very good reasons today.
Motherfucker's trying to be serious.
And she's a lovely lady, and I know we've got loads of questions to ask her.
She's a lovely lady.
She has 164 triple X chest. She's Chelsea Charms, and she claims that she has the world's biggest breasts and chest.
Triple motherfucking X!
Join us now. And last, we've been waiting all morning to talk to you, and here you are. If you are to walk through the supermarket today, and you wondered how heavy Chelsea's boobs are.
I do wonder.
This is what you do. You get a bag and put in two big size watermelons, and that is one boob. That's
how did he get to feel this so fucking lucky so bastard? What the fuck is that, Boozy?
Since I mentioned you were coming on the show, there are thousands of questions, but the biggest one of all is, doesn't it hurt your back?
No, not yet. Thankfully.
You don't feel anything at all. You have to compensate for the weight.
I do a lot of back exercises, you know, just take care of my back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the other question that everyone was asking was, why?
Well, I so, didn't plan on getting this then. Big. That was kind of, that just happened fake. On its own. But I wanted to be big when I decided in the States that I wanted to be a feature dancer.
That's like an exotic dancer.
How can you fucking dance with that shit? You gotta be kidding me.
Layman's terms, professional exotic dancer. You know, you still got agents and stuff like that, and you make
appearances.
Is that a
stripper? Do you take clothes off?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. How?
Because you've had three operations, which we'll talk about in a sec, but yep. What size naturally were you by the time you were, say, in your 20s?
Naturally, I was a D.
D cup.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a decent size.
Yeah.
Most women would be probably very happy with that.
She went from D to triple X.
Were you body conscious? Did that... Were you not happy with how you looked?
Well, I developed early. I had my D cups all through high school, and during those years, I kind of covered up and was self-conscious just about them being big.
Oh, really? Really?
But then it wasn't until out of high school that I learned to appreciate curves and...
Bruh. Oh my god, dude.
Oh man.
Oh my god. Man. Wow. Number one, it didn't mute me this time when you hit stop, so that was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Number two, holy fuck, they're fake. She started at D's. She worked her way to double X? Triple X? The fuck is wrong with you, bitch? You're an exotic dancer. You can't even swing those anymore, dude. The tassels probably do more movement than that shit. Wow. I'm blown away.
What do you think makes people like go to those kind of extremes with their body?
You know, I don't know. I've understood what the feeling of addiction is in my life, right? And I wonder if with surgeries like that, there's some level of like mental addiction to it. You like the experience, you know, maybe you like the drugs that you're on, you like the doctors, you like the attention that you got after it. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I think that's probably a lot about it. It's about, like, you got some positive attention, and it just continued and continued until it was ridiculous proportions. Like, I don't know, it's like... I don't even know how to explain it. Like it's weird. It's weird behavior you don't see in any like other place besides like the Western world and like extremely developed places. I mean, I guess it does happen when it's like sex changes in the Philippines and stuff, but like, you know, like extreme surgery modification, you know, that's kind of like a American problem, I think, almost created.
I think to a certain extent, yeah, it is. Look at like those tattooed motherfuckers that go head to toe. You know, I guess you kind of see that in other countries, pretty extreme. Like there's that fucking, Brazilian, priest that's basically tattooed head to toe all in Iron Maiden tattoos. Like that's the shit. This fucking Catholic priest tattooed head to toe in fucking, Iron Maiden tattoos. But then you have
all that... Iron Maiden, all of them.
Yeah. 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 They're all, it's all like Iron Maiden theme. But then there's that guy Enigma that did the puzzle pieces and fucking, you know, every fucking, he just filled in his whole body completely blue. And once he got done with that, then he fucking put in the fucking nodules into his head to so that he started growing horns, you know? So, like, I feel like that's the same thing. Like, you got a little bit of attention from this. You got more and more and more until, like, you escalate to the point where now you have national attention, but you'll never be able to get a normal job. Fuck. And do you end up just doing, like, freak show tours your whole life?
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe that was the whole goal in the first place. Not freak show, but, you know, not a normal job.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Like, she's an exotic dancer, but who the fuck are you dancing for when you got double X fake titties, man? You have to carry that around. You better be doing Pilates for that back, bitch. God damn. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting passionate about that. I'm like, I like titties and all. You know, I don't really know how I feel about fake titties. I like real titties. Big ones, small ones. But the titties that I don't really like are fake ones.
No fake ones.
What, you down with the fake tits?
No. What about fake booties?
No. I don't know. I've never felt a fake booty. And I've seen them and they look nice, right? With fake titties, they don't like move. You know what I'm saying? You could tell they're fake. I don't know if I've ever squeezed a fake titty, but I imagine it's like the stress ball I have at work that fucking is all deflating and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. You feel me.
let's try to get some examples here, you know? Let's do this. Here you go. This is for you. Wait.
Oh, what do you got? Oh, damn. Yes. Hit it. Oh, I can't believe this is about to... Oh, my God. I can't believe this is about to happen. Oh, my God. This isn't the video I thought you were going to play, actually. Holy shit! Holy shit! Oh, my God! What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? Why
would... Oh, my God! What the fuck is happening in this world?
Why would you do that?
Why
would you do that? You thought that was a good idea. Well, like, you saw...
This was the best idea.
You saw that fucking shit on, like, that Kardashian bitch put the fucking champagne bottle, and you thought, this is it, right here. This is the one, I did it.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God, bro. It blows my mind. My God. Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like tattoos are more sensible than this shit, you know? I think even getting...
I think when I'm looking at this right now, you're right. How can I argue this point? The tattoos are more sensible than this shit.
Seriously?
Extreme surgery. This is not healthy.
Where did she get the fat from, too? You know what I'm saying? Did she get that fat from somewhere? Did she, like, relocate it from her cankles? Did she fucking relieve her back fat and then move it into her fucking... into her buttocks? Into both cheeks?
I think it was like a Fight Club type situation where she was, like, jumping a fence to get someone else's ass fat.
Oh, my God! Yes. I wonder how much soap you could make with just her ass. That's amazing. But while we're on this kick, will you play that other video that you were playing earlier of that fucking bitch twerking? You like that? Boozy with the fucking, with their cankles, she like that. But yeah, this video is amazing, if you could find this. And to all you white people out there, I am eating cheese. I can digest this. It's amazing. Come with me if you want. This is not the video I was talking about.
This is not the video you wanted, huh?
I mean, it's good. It's good. But it's kind of too good, you know what I'm saying? There we go. There you have it. Verbose.xyz, the best clickbait on the planet. If you showed up just to see the ass fucking shake, we got another video for you coming up. you know the one I'm talking about from World Star, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need to find maybe a world a YouTube compatible link, but we'll get on it.
Oh, weird, we'll get on right? It probably won't play WorldStar. Fucking WorldStar. Dude, Boozy's here for the ass.
See, everybody wants part of this. Everybody wants to watch this shit.
Everyone wants fucking fake booty implants.
Yeah, everybody just wants to know, you know, fun shit.
So
they don't care about politics. Right? Fuck that shit. They don't want to know. They want to see this shit. They want to see this. Here it is. This is for you guys.
Oh. Bounce, shake, twirl, dip. This is how. Yes. This is it right here. Get down. Bounce that ass, twirl it like a fucking Tootsie Roll. Bounce that ass, twirl it like a fucking Twizzle Roll. Bounce that ass, twirl it. Bounce that ass, twirl it. Bounce that. That was amazing. That is exactly what I needed in my life. Thank you. Perfect. Just leave that. That's all we need. That's all we need. Is it the sideways profile? Is she also a midget?
I think she is. I think she's a little person. I believe so.
Is that the proper
correct vernacular?
Little person. Question: would you have sex with a little person?
No.
No. What if she was hot?
I mean, I guess with this hypothetical situation, I guess it's a possibility, but I have yet to see this situation come true in real life.
Bridget the Midget Fool. Look that shit up. She is a vanilla Tootsie Roll. Oh my god, that is the comment of the show. Boozy badass. I'm gonna do a dab for you. Fuck it. That was amazing.
Yeet.
I just yeeted in my pants. Oh my god. That's on fucking WorldStar, bro. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. WorldStar. That was on TikTok today. Everybody, don't download that TikTok. Just check out WorldStar.
Is there something wrong with TikTok? Should you not get it for like, as far as like phoning home security reasons? Will it mine your data?
Mostly just that. Yeah, mine your data, China watching your shit, that's it.
Okay, I see you. China number one. Does the app literally come from China?
Yeah.
It's always fucking the Chinese app developers that have the kooky fucking play along, singy, dancey shit, you know? It's like, while they're rolling in social credit score, they're doing it with fucking style, you know what I'm saying? Fucking.
Yeah.
It's like a Japanese anime commercial for fucking sweets right in your face. I love it. speaking of social justice, I have to bring this up to you because I know you watched it too. Did you see that new fucking Taylor Swift video? Apparently.
I watched it.
Apparently she's the man. Apparently she's the man. And men out here, we're just out here fucking, you know, ruining shit for everybody. We're man-spreading. It's fucking incredible. TikTok aired a live suicide, and they did nothing about it for three... Yeah, I heard about that! I've heard that there's actually been several suicides on TikTok. It happens on all these platforms. It's just how quickly... You know, devs get and admins get to responding to it. That's fucking cool.
I don't know why they like freak out. Like, do they think it's like contagious? Like, it fucking spreads and people just like all off themselves because they watch someone off themselves. Like, I don't think that's how it works. Like, I feel like the whole thing is kind of like denying like human nature in favor of a good public image. You know, like that's kind of it.
I wonder what it is. I feel like though. It might be contagious. It might be a little bit contagious. I think that you know... It
could be a little.
In the minds of someone that's young, too, like, I think teenage years, even, where you're feeling so emotional, yet your brain hasn't developed to, like, really grasp reality in the same way that we do, that, you know, normal fucking adults do. Fuck you. Fuck the kids. But yeah, you know, like, that... when they see something like that, it's almost, like, glorified. It's almost like... It's like those motherfuckers out there that glorify like the Colorado shooting kids, those fucking Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, fucking Columbine kids. You know, you have those people that are Like, I was fucking, you know, how old was I? Fucking 13 when that shit happened, right? But then you see, like, 16-year-old kids these days, like, oh, those guys were cool, man. It's weird to me. It's a weird dynamic. How do we get on that? Fuck. I ranted for a second there. Sorry about that. Shout out to Alex Jones, by the way.
Yeah.
But yeah. Why did I go off on that? What the fuck was that about?
You're talking about people, suicide being contagious, and people
being
addicted to, like, negative things, like negative culture that, like, glorified violence, like Columbine. And you think, like some kid commits suicide who, you know, had lots of Instagram followers, and everybody's like, you know, rip dumbass, everyone's hashtag rip dumbass. Mm-hmm. And you're like, some people will be like, you know, I want to be like dumbass. I want people to fucking actually care about and tweet about me all of a sudden, you know, like they won't, cause they're not as cool as dumbass, but you know, like, but cool is not really a thing to aspire to either. It's cool. Never means success.
Yeah. But. What? Who needs fucking success when you're cool? Shout out to all those cool motherfuckers out there. I ain't cool. I ain't fucking cool. Fuck that shit. That's what I think. Fuck that shit. I like just doing what I do, you know? That's why social media has always been really hard for me to kind of get into, is because I don't really go with the flow. What interests me is going against the grain. Like, who wants to have a successful podcast? Fuck that. I'm going to host the most unsuccessful podcast in existence. You can't even fucking hit those records. We're hitting fucking Guinness Book of World Record status shit. You know what I'm saying? That's fucking where it's at. I think
we've recorded more audio than Joe Rogan in the past year. You know? What the fuck, man?
I don't know, dude.
Maybe not. He goes like 4 or 5 hours of shows.
He does like four-hour shows, sometimes six-hour shows. I mean, that's rare, but it happens. And people fucking watch that shit, man. It's amazing. It's amazing how he brings people together. I'm totally jealous. Fuck you, Joe Rogan. Shout out to Alex Jones.
Shout out to Joe Rogan.
But yeah, that he gets so many people together. And he doesn't just do like one show a week. Sometimes he's doing like two or three, you know? Fucking intense.
Yeah, and he does get the best guests, too.
Mm-hmm. You want to come out on verbose.xyz, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Especially you, Alex Jones. I'd like to also have Benjamin Netanyahu. If you could please come on the show, that would be awesome.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Who else would I like? Shout out to BB, yeah. Who else would I like to have on the show? Fuck. Definitely Donald Trump. Donald John Trump, motherfucker. You want to come on the show? You want to come on Verbose?
I would like to interview Bashar al-Assad.
Oh, that would be sick, right? Syria.
That would be a good interview.
That would be sick. Fucking, wait, what? A year after I finished high school, a kid brought a Glock to school, and thank God he didn't kill anyone. That's crazy. Yeah. Fucking, and then McDonald's hired him. Ah! That's fucking crazy.
Fuck, you ever go by the drive-thru just so we can serve you food and you call him bitch?
Yeah, that's what you should do, unless you work with him.
Nah. Except the bitch part. But let him serve you food, because that's his job.
Haha. Bitch. You worked with him? That's hilarious. Does he still work there? Because that would be crazy if he still worked there. Do you still work with him? Also, would you have sex with this midget here that is twerking?
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't?
Same. I was hoping
he's probably fucking that midget. He didn't show up to work because he was fucking that midget. Got fired.
Yeah, dude, I would get fired for that. I don't know, dude. Can you play that again? I need to refresh my memory.
One more time.
One more again here. Oh, yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah. Wow. That is something else.
Yep.
Welcome to America, everybody.
Yep.
Where everybody wants to get in.
Including little people. Oh! Fucking, I kind of have to talk about this. Fuck, fucking politics. But this is kind of apolitical. The whole coronavirus thing, right? Trump has literally limited border access from countries that are known to have issues with this. Do you think that this is going to actually help as far as the spread of coronavirus is? or is this going to be the perfect combination to fucking be able to exact stricter immigration laws?
Damn, I mean, that was a pretty weird framed question right there. I think it is probably the right response in any kind of pandemic or epidemic situation. And is it going to be used to keep stricter immigration laws? Damn, I didn't even fucking think about that. You're thinking way like 3D chess, if not 4D. Goddamn. Probably that's exactly why they wanted to do it so quickly, because it, you know, works with an agenda.
Here's my thing.
Because,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's hard to get politicians to do anything, especially the right thing.
I agree. But I also think it's to a certain extent rhetoric, because like, I'm stopping all the borders here. We're not allowing these people to come in sick. We're doing so good, right? But I know for a fact, this past week, I've ordered 5 or 6 things directly from China. So how fucking locked off is your shit if you can bring people? You can't bring people in, but you can bring things that can be contaminated. You know what I'm saying? That does exist. And I don't think people are thinking about that. I don't think anybody's really thinking about, like, cool, these supply chains are being broken up, but we still have a need. Where are we still fucking ordering from? China. So, I don't know. But I'm not worried about the coronavirus. You worried about the coronavirus?
Like, personally worried about it? No. Not a bit. Not a fucking bit. I'm not even, like, buying masks or stocking up on water or none of that shit.
Yeah, that's crazy, no. Too. Juno brings up a good point. Like, right now, there's what Amazon is calling bad actors on Amazon that are marking up prices for commodities like that. Excuse me, like fucking hand sanitizer and 3M respiratory masks and bottled water and stuff. Like, bottles of water going for, like, $45, like Juno says, fucking Germex going for fucking $150. Jesus fucking Christ, man. I feel like it's going to happen locally, too, but, dude, I'm not rushing to the stores and fucking grabbing a bunch of shit. You know what I mean? I'm chilling out. I'm more riding on the idea that, you know, self-quarantine, hang out, but not just self-quarantine, hang out, get the disease and fucking become immune to it. It happens, you know? Fucking, you get the flu sometimes, and the flu has killed more people this year than coronavirus has, at least in America. So you could feel safer at night with that. You could tuck in your kids at night. You could kiss your spouse goodnight with that shit. We're all gonna die. I gotta throw that out there. We're all gonna fucking die, some way or another, and it ain't gonna be pretty, you know. Most of the times, you fucking shit and piss yourself in your last moments. Think of that. Some people think your soul exit your body. Nah, it's excrement.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible. I mean, yeah. Some people die in car accidents. Some people fucking will die from corona. You know, like, sometimes it's just bad for people. I would rather die from corona than be, like, raped and murdered in an alleyway. So, you know.
Yeah, same.
But I'm not going to go try to get it, like fucking Marvelous Miles, the fucking flu catcher.
Exactly. The fucking mad scientist over here using my own personal biome as a petri dish. I'm down, dude. You know, fucking give me the antidote. Oh, it's inside of this virus? Fucking hell yeah. Let's ride this fucking wave. Speaking of which, you know right now, I'm utterly obsessed with drones. You know that about me, right?
Yeah.
And
to a scary level.
Yeah, it's, dude, no. What the fuck are you doing? Get that fucking brony ass shit out of here. I don't care if I lose all my viewers right now. What is that fucking rainbow squirt? Is that fucking Yeah, I don't even want to.
Wow,
fucking
ponies, Corona ponies.
Oh my!
I mean,
God.
I never watched the thing. I don't really understand. Maybe I was too old at the time to recognize. I don't know.
No. Just like no. Why?
It's like, what fucking? Do you ever look at Bugs Bunny when he's dressed as like a girl and think he was hot? You're like, no, me either.
Is this how shredded cheese is made? I fucking love that. Is this better? No, this is not better. Fuck the new Xbox. What is this? Project Fart Woo! In my mouth? I don't give a shit. Okay, better. We got Boozy fucking dropping the mad memes tonight.
Meme madness.
Dude, fucking cookie litter. That's what my asshole feels like right now. I'll tell you that much, bro. Fuck. Dude,
clitty litter.
Yeah, it feels like fucking clitty litter, bro. Like I grew a new labia on my asshole. Fucking Smash and I went to the Fiery Foods show this weekend, and we ate all this fucking spicy food and tried all this shit and fucking all these sauces, and then I end up shitting fucking 6 times the next day, and now my asshole is inside out. Fucking note to self, dude. Yeah, Fiery Food show, bad idea. Bad idea. It was like being on a really bad episode of Hot Ones. Yeah.
Like a Bobby Lee episode where you shit yourself?
Did that happen?
Yeah. You watched that episode, Bobby Lee.
That's amazing. I feel like I did see that. That's so cool. Oh, yeah, where he's like, oh, God, I'm going to shit myself. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, that was me at work the next day. I was fucking Bobby Lee-ing in my shorts. It's fucking crazy. But, yeah, so... FPV, first person view of fucking aeronautics. It's fucking incredible. But obviously the sticky fingers of the government have to get their fucking shit into everything. So there's been this revised document that the FAA has put out to make it so that if you own a drone of a certain size and you're flying it outside, which is the other stipulation, that you have to have a Wi-Fi enabled ID chip installed on it so that the FAA can track the exact coordinates of it. The idea being that your presence in the air does not affect any sort of other sanctioned air travel. I personally think it's bullshit because I want to just fly my shit and be happy and fucking do flips in the air. But I think that there's more nefarious things going on with this. For example, if you look at like companies like Amazon, very early on they had the idea that they were going to deliver things with drones, right? Well, who would who would be more apt to have a Wi-Fi enabled ID chip that could travel long distances and be able to function on their own data centers to relay that data? Amazon, for fuck's sake, you know, they are one of the biggest hosting services and one of the biggest distributors ever. And who better would benefit from getting people like myself out of the sky so that they can own the fucking skyways? Huh? Am I hitting something?
Wow.
Am I digging into something?
Damn. That's some pinpoint accuracy fucking prediction there, Miles. I mean that's. I think that's exactly what's going to happen. I think they're trying to control the airspace, even to the smallest finite level, like over your yard. They want to have the main lines to deliver package or to have drones, and everyone else to be limited to parks or to other small areas,
right,
and certain heights.
Yeah. As of now, you can. There's like designated fucking FRIA areas. It's like a safe place to fly that's away from shit, and it's. Like in Albuquerque, I think it's the Balloon Fiesta Park, which is the one FRIA place that you could fly. Other than that, the great news in my mind, even after the 2-year stipulation of having to buy things that come with these IDs, so it's really going to limit businesses who are selling this kind of equipment. But it only affects up to the size of 250 grams, which is about half a pound. So, okay, cool. Half a pound gets me from, like, tiny whoop size to fucking 3-inch quad, effectively. You know, 250 grams, I could get underneath that. And then, as long as I don't have a commercial license to fly, I'm good to go! Fuck it! Fuck you, FAA! I'm gonna fly shit in the air, because that's my hobby, okay? I feel like a fucking dork right now talking about it, but I think it's very interesting to see the connection of, like, big business always being able to couple with the government to get the result that they want. And I think this one's a pretty obvious one. I think another obvious one, obviously, is Trump putting in his own people into the what the fuck is that organization that takes care of the environment? The EPA. So, fucking, the people in charge of the EPA now are all about lessening regulation, which is really great. Don't get me wrong. I like being able to be self-sufficient on our energy, but at the same token, it comes at a cost. And we're not making, we're not really making a compromise here. We're just lessening regulations. We're not saying, okay, lessen regulations, but we also need people that are doing research into what's going into our groundwaters. We need to be doing research into what's happening seismically with fracking. We need to be doing research into what actually is put into fracking and put into the ground. We need to look at these areas that are already affected by it, right? You know, it can't just be this one thing, but it's always that big business fucking sneaking its fucking shit into the government, man, fucking the average person to turn a profit without paying the cost, which is looking out for the best interest of the long term, which is their customer. Fucking come on, man. Capitalism, dude. Real capitalism. What the fuck is this shit? Fucking pisses me off, man. Crony capitalism can go fuck itself.
Yeah. The signs of oligarchy, when the rich control the poor.
Oh, damn. Dude, you sound like a Bernie. You sound like a Bernie supporter. What do you think of Bernie right now?
Oh, fucking, I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off that Bernie didn't win Super Tuesday.
Okay.
It looks like he's not going to win the nomination.
Okay.
And I am personally upset with the Democratic Party for doing that to him again. I feel like they're screwing him. I feel like even Trump tweeted about it. And I suddenly have to agree with Donald Trump on Twitter. And what the fuck, DNC? You made that a thing in my life. I agree with Trump on Twitter now on something. You're a dick. You're a dick. Bernie should have nomination. Like, he should have had it against fucking Hillary. Mm. He should have had it both times. And you wouldn't have a Trump problem now. God damn it.
Yeah, I mean, we could go into depth with this, dude. There's so many nuances to it. It's fucking crazy, but I don't want to get too far into that. Speaking of Twitter, what do you think about Jack Dorsey being ousted for more conservative CEO members?
I mean, on a personal level, I think I would like more platforms to protect freedom of speech, and it seems that the kind of conservatives have been more leaning towards that than the left lately. That the left wants to control what we call people, the words that are allowed to be used, change the definition of certain words, change pronouns, and I feel like that's not coming from the right. So I mean, a conservative owner of social media is possibly positive, but who knows? They might just be trying to sell the data to someone else.
I don't like Jack Dorsey, but at the same token, I feel like he's one of the founders of this company. It's like it's like the Papa John's thing, forcing out Papa John's because he used the N-word. I'm like, goddamn, you know, like what happened to compromise? And it's just so weird that you would get to that point as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, that all of a sudden your baby, your project, your progeny is being bought out from underneath your feet. The rug's just getting pulled out from underneath you. It's fucking weird, man. Business is weird. But I would love to get that rich where it's like, whatever, fuck it. I'll just sell my fucking vacation home in Maui and fucking, you know, I'll ride off that money for a little bit and I'll just, you know, fucking make a little crypto trade and change the whole fucking environment and make, you know, $4 million just by fucking shifting some shit around. I want to be like that. Speaking of which, and you like how I'm avoiding this politics right now? You like that?
Yeah.
I'm trying really hard, dude. Fucking, speaking of which, Elon Musk. You know who Elon Musk is, right? Elon Musk. Motherfucking space truck motherfucker.
PayPal guy, right? PayPal guy,
PayPal
right?
guy, PayPal. Exactly. He fucking, he's done this before, but he's doing it again recently, and he's coming out publicly and pumping Dogecoin, saying it is the best crypto.
What?
Yeah, you
such
haven't heard this?
Currency? Much wow?
Dogecoin. The best.
Wow. I fucked up. I used to own a million of those things. I was like, yeah, worthless.
You were a Doge millionaire. Well, you know, it's hard to pump something like that. And I think that Elon Musk is a little bit wrong about how he talks about it. He's like, what makes this coin, what makes it both valuable and he also says gain in value, which I don't agree with in this certain circumstance, but what definitely gives it value is the fucking it being used. And I think that's why he looks at it. It's a lesser value monetarily as compared to the US dollar. And I think it's easier for people to use for things arbitrary, which actually gives it, you know, kind of an economic environment. And that's probably what he speaks to. But Bitcoin's over 9,000 right now.
It's over 9,000.
There's no way that could be right. Juno says, is it bad that I like how the Tesla truck looked? You must be into the game Halo. Did you play a lot of Halo?
Yeah, you like warthogs.
Exactly. Would that be your other kin, a warthog? Dude, I'm looking at the ticker down here, $9,073. It's up a fucking, in the past, 12 hours, 1.46%. It's fucking beautiful.
I'm rich.
Keep going. Right now I'm feeling pretty good, you know. I don't have a full Bitcoin. That would be awesome, but I'm feeling fucking good. Bitches. You want to donate some Bitcoin to us, huh? Check, it's in some of the links over here. Just fucking give us some Bitcoin, you know, please. We'll take that off your hands. Also, a shout-out to the motherfuckers out there in Turtle Coin. Speaking of a coin that's being used for something like kudos and stuff like that. At least has an environment. I love that. Fucking, you guys do really good work out there at Turtle Coin. I fucking gotta give it up to you motherfuckers. Now, you know me. I don't watch a lot of shit. Right? Dude, Juno is the most active verbose chatter right now. You're amazing. Thank you so much for hanging out. You give us purpose in life. You have no idea. But Smash makes me watch some TV. And she doesn't make me. It's just, you know, I've become more accustomed to watching things. Usually I just read stuff or get involved in internet videos or fucking project and things like that. But we've been watching a lot of Netflix, which is kind of weird for me. I can confirm that Miles watches a lot of TV and hentai. I do not watch hentai. I have seen hentai. I've seen things that I cannot take back. Like, when I was a kid, I think I was like 16, I remember seeing a still image hentai of this trap chick that had this huge dick, but the balls were a pussy with teeth. And she had her legs spread, or he, or whatever, and the teeth were out like that with, like, you know, the labia kind of flopping out, but then she's sucking her own huge dick and fucking her own tits at the same time.
What?
Yeah. Fucking flades! You got it. It's easy to get in Florida. It's fucking combined with the coronavirus. But yeah, that's a real image that I can never get out of my mind. Ever. Never. That's bullshit. Fuck hentai. Okay? Back in the day, hentai was just an octopus fucking a chick because they couldn't show dicks in Japan. Now it's just gotten out of fucking control. Okay? Fucking... No. I'm not into it. I'm not down. Fuck the hentai. But I have been watching some Netflix. And there's this fucking show on there called the Gabriel's Stories or something like that. It's about this boy, Gabriel Fernandez, who was tortured by his biological parents after being received back from foster care and being taken care of by different family members. He was 8 years old. They put cigarettes out on him. They fucking beat him. They put him in a closet thing and eventually beat the stepfather figure thing, fucking eventually beat him to death. They tried to cover up the murder, and it was just, it's a whole debacle, right? But what blew my mind about that is it really reminded me of murders that I've heard about here, and that, like, prevalent trials that I've heard about here. And you look into this shit, and there's a lot of young people, you know, between three, you know, little kids between like 3 and 9 that are just being looked over in the system, fucking abused, and then just kind of like left to die. And then when the system's accused about it, they just kind of, you know, twiddle their thumbs and whistle, ignore, and hope it goes away. And that's how it kind of turned out here too. Like, the people that were involved in it were basically left out on their own reconnaissance. And that to me is unheard of. Like, giving people that have obvious cartel connections the opportunity to just kind of fucking run away. Which leads me to believe my current theory, which I'm blabbing here for the first time on verbose.xyz, that it's not necessarily a Illuminati satanic ritual. which I think is easy to jump there because my Alex Jones, right? Because my David Icke. But you could look at it as more of a satanic or an evil rite of passage into gangdom, where you have to prove that you're so depraved that you will do anything, including kill your own progeny or other people's kids, that you could be trusted on that level. And I think that's why you're seeing this more. Because literally in that area where Gabriel Fernandez was found dead, several other kids, like blocks away, experiencing the same things. Cigarette burns, fucking being beaten, being called gay, being fucking locked into closets and shit like that. Fucking, and so I think about this a lot, and I think about this in reference to like what's going on currently with our border. You know, it's easy to be like jumping on the Trump train or hating the Trump train of like, no, we need to let everybody in. It seems like that's the flow. It's either nobody in, we make a strong wall, it has big doors, but we protect them, or we let everybody in, right? But what about Mexico being our neighbor? I'm sorry I got on this diatribe, Crafter. I just have to fucking get this out. This has been a brain shit I've been thinking about all fucking week. But
do it. But do it. You tell these fuckers. You tell these fuckers about what the hell's happening out there.
Mexico, they are our neighbors. Canada is our neighbors, too. And I think that they're more offstandish with us than we are them. And then we talk shit about them so that we got that whole dynamic. But with Mexico, it's obvious tension with, like, the influx of economic immigrants and using loopholes to get in. I think people are fucked up about that. But there are obvious real issues over there. But we also use them as a resource for us. We fucking build cars over there. Dude, I have original Xboxes that were built in fucking Mexico. You know what I mean? There's obvious industry that we have commerce going with them. Why, then, is our solution to tie up a border? You know? Why is it our solution to tie up a border when instead the big problem, it's already been identified. It's these crazy off-the-wall gang members who are willing to do anything to prove how fucking depraved they are, to prove that they want to fuck up your life for their benefit. We got to take care of that as a continent, you know. And it affects more than just Mexico and the United States. It affects Honduras. It affects Guatemala. You know, it affects these other places. And you correct that, then you see less of these spillovers into your own country of people like Gabriel Fernandez losing their lives because someone thought they were fucking macho. You know what I'm saying? Am I off color on this? Did I sound too liberal?
I don't know. Pretty good. Preach. Preach. Preach.
Because I do believe in sovereignty very much, and I believe in strong borders. I don't know how I necessarily feel about a physical wall, though. I think we need to protect what's going on, and I also think we need to be working with these foreign governments. And not even really, they're domestic. They're on our same fucking land. We need to be working with our neighbors to protect these areas. Why are we fighting these unending fucking wars in the Middle East when we have right in our back door a problem that affects us directly? Riddle me that, Crafter. If that is your real name.
It makes no sense if you're trying to say you're trying to have justice or peace or freedom or you should respect human rights. It doesn't make sense that some countries matter and some don't.
Fuck, man. I'm doing it. You know what I'm doing? I'm voting Crafter 2024. Because we ain't ready yet. We ain't ready for your campaign yet, Crafter. But we will be ready for your campaign. And we're gonna make it happen. So what do you think? Should we roll a few clips? Want to roll a few clips?
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah, I haven't seen a clip in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. I fucking haven't rolled a clip or anything like that. We could go on and fucking on and on. If you're just joining us for the first time, thank you. Verbose.xyz, check our shit out. Fucking follow us, subscribe to us, do all those things. Because, this spills into, like, things with fucking Bill Barr going on right now. You know, Bill Barr is meeting with major tech companies to try to gather more money and resources to be able to fucking stop child exploitation on the internet. But we know how all this shit goes. I mean, you feel me on that, right, Crafter?
Yeah.
Later, Juno. Take it easy. Have a good night. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the idea that, like, this has happened so many times before where we've just gained money and it's just gone to no one. It's been good for nothing.
I mean, yeah, most charities and most things, like, they raise money, they raise awareness, and it really affects very little. It seems like we see a repetitive process of that, that it seems that the rich people at the top just tend to take the money and run.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, that's, yeah, exactly. Like, how long have you been fighting cancer?
Yeah, how long have you been fighting, like, cancer and awareness? I mean, like, Lance Armstrong with his little armbands, NFL wearing pink shoes and pink jerseys and pink helmets for breast care awareness, when there's been really very little progress in curing that disease, but more money raised than ever before. And where's the money going? It's going all to the executives running the organization that run the charity. It's just a sick game.
Dude, fuck, weird. And it's funny you bring up the whole Lance Armstrong thing. You know, you want to fight cancer. Maybe you shouldn't take steroids. But as I'm saying that, I'm not sure if that was chicken or the egg. Did he take the steroids first, then get fucking his balls all fucked up, or did he get his balls all fucked up and then start taking steroids so they could compete?
I think it was a little of this, little of that. Like, took some steroids, got some ball cancer, took a whole bunch more steroids, and then, you know,
okay,
worked out.
Yeah. That's my biggest thing with, like, health and things like that, is it makes me upset that people want to put it off on something else. You know what I mean? When the answers are right in front of you, like, I have diabetes. Oh, what was me? Bitch, I've seen you drink like 6 million fucking sodas in a day. And I saw you eat that candy bar. You can't tell me what was me. Fucking, why don't you stop eating ho-hos? Jesus Christ! You know what I mean? Fucking, oh, I got lung cancer. Oh, God. Oh, God, how did I get lung cancer? It's probably because you spilled a fucking pack a day, motherfucker! Jesus Christ, man!
Not always. Not always, though.
That's true. And with cigarettes, it's a fucking weird one, right? Because you meet those motherfuckers that have been smoking their whole life. Like the 110-year-old dudes, you know? That drink whiskey and smoke cigars their whole fucking life. And then there's other motherfuckers, like, they quit smoking like 20 years ago and then they get lung cancer. You know?
Just creeped up on you.
Fucking cigarettes. I wonder what vaping's gonna do to people. I wonder what it's gonna do. Maybe the vape was just to, like, fuck with people's lungs so that when coronavirus came along, it would overcome them.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe it was an easy way to select who should die. Whoever vapes should die from coronavirus. Makes sense.
How do we get rid of furries, then? Like, some sort of mite that, like...
I think probably a significant amount of furry culture also vapes.
Oh, bro, I think you're on to something. Hell yeah. I used to vape. I used to be gay.
And be a furry.
Yeah, I was gay, furry, and I vaped all at the same time. I guess that's kind of true, right? Like, you guys go to verbose.xyz and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a clip.
And then you found Jesus.
What's that?
Yeah.
And then I found
Jesus. And
then
you found Jesus.
Yeah, totally found Jesus. I'm going to play this clip. It's not a political clip, but I saw this today while I was fucking around doing nothing at work today, and I thought it was cool, because I like drones, but I fly them with my own fucking shit, you know? I fucking do this with the transmitter and shit, and they do things. This is cool because it's like machine learning. This is a clip of this, I think it's a German outfit, that are able to... make this thing, like, fucking catch balls and things like that. It's weird. Fucking, anyways, here, let's fucking hit this shit.
We have created model-based algorithms for throwing and catching balls using a net attached to a fleet of cooperating quadrotor vehicles. The key algorithmic components are optimal trajectory generation, optimal feedback control, and iterative learning. Based on first principle models of the vehicles and the net, we generate optimal open loop trajectories for the vehicles.
Now, keep in mind, no one's flying these things. This is code that they put into place.
And apply optimal feedback control strategies to precisely track these nominal trajectories. All of this is done in real time, without pre-planning.
It fucking thinks!
By tilting the formation, you can throw the ball towards the desired direction. To compensate for discrepancies between the first principle models and the actual dynamics of the system, we implement an iterative learning algorithm that learns from experience.
Did you fucking see that? It learns, my dude! It fucking learns. I can't...
Drone basketball coming soon.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
How does it track that ball? Is there a sensor in the ball? Is there cameras? What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it is. It's cameras. So they have cameras pointed in that are seeing the trajectory of these things and then adjusting to it based on that. I'm not sure what their algorithm is, but that shit's fucking crazy, dude. This other one is fucking crazy to me too. This one is fucking flying in formation. And I think this is done through GPS tracking. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, I have to do stop, remove, and then I'll eventually get used to the fucking Jitsi. Share YouTube video. Here we go. Cool. So this is like fucking, using nano quads to fucking swarm together. They're literally flying in unison and doing different formations. Here we go.
Developed a nano quad rotor capable of agile flight. Multiple vehicles can fly as a formation.
Look like bee whoops.
For real though, it's like bee whoops fucking cousin on steroids.
Is this the real trick around the FAA guidelines? If you just have 500 drones under the weight limit, is it cool?
Oh my god, bruh! Now you're on to something. Fuck yeah, dude. Well, check this out.
We developed a method to transition between formations in 3D. The team can also navigate in environments with obstacles.
Think they can do Galaga formations? You can do like real life Galaga?
Dude, that would be so awesome! Fucking, like, a little laser gun to shoot him out of the air and shit, that'd be fucking sick. That has to happen.
Wow. Drone's just doing some figure eights like nothing. Wow. It's impressive.
Yeah. So yeah, that's some fucking real shit right there. I would love to get to this point, you know, like the whole Intel fucking setup where they do like huge swarms and light shows and stuff like that. Or like you said, a fucking Galaga game in real life, dude. And I think that's what drones, this is what the fucking, and this is my last point on this. I know I'm fucking going on and on, but like, this is what I think the FAA is missing out on by restricting hobbyists. At a certain weight limit and requiring ideas, that this is such an opportunity for kids to learn STEM that you're stifling a whole next generation of kids that could be utilizing this to learn engineering and fucking aviatics. How the fuck? Oh, my brain just fucking farted into my fucking frontal lobe and then outgassed into my neck. Fuck.
Aeronautics.
Thank you. Fuck. I was trying to put aviation and aeronautics together. But yeah, soldering, fucking coding, electronics, electrical components, fucking, there's just so much there. And, you know, basic engineering. And it's just something that's being swept under the rug, under this whole guise of, like, big business taking over the air, you know, the skies. Fuck that. Fuck you, FAA. My last thought on that. So yeah. Fuck drones. And I'm sighing right now because I know what's next. We're jumping into it. We're getting into the fucking meat and potatoes and some political shit. Fucking, why not? It's what you came for, right? It's what you came for.
Okay, yeah, do it.
I got a lighthearted one for you. Do you know who Do you know who Diamond and Silk is?
No.
Okay.
Is this someone I should know?
I think you should probably know who this person is. These people, it's two black chicks that love Trump, and they have a podcast about it, and they just go off all the time. And they were at the most recent Trump rally. I can't remember where this is at, but Fox News 10, our motherfuckers out of Phoenix, shout out to Fox News 10, has been covering this. Here we go. This is Diamond and Silk on a Trump rally.
Two great people, Diamond and Silk, right? Diamond and Silk. Where are they? We love them.
Do we love them because they're black? I'm just wondering.
Okay, y'all know we about to win another election.
She's right.
And I saw Minnie Mike on Fox. Uh-huh. Minnie. President Trump is this high. Uh-huh. You got to be this high to ride this ride.
What up, Mini Mike? What up, Mini Mike?
Now, while the media continue to play the race card, we gonna continue to play the Trump card so we can win.
You know, the First Lady, a long time ago now, right? How long is that? Probably almost 5 years ago. She said, you know, there are these two women on the internet. They're unbelievable. They're unbelievable. I said, oh, I know. I hear that all the time. I hear it all the time. She said, no. The next day she came again. She said, you know, I saw them again. They're unbelievable. I said, let me see. I saw them. I fell in love, and everybody fell in love with Diamond and Silk. So thank you.
Yeah, so did you just fall in love with Diamond and Silk?
No, I did not. I felt like what they put in was almost exactly like a Trump speech. It was lacking content or context or anything. It was just like catchphrase to catchphrase. And I feel like it's like digging into a steak and finding out there's no meat inside. It's just the outside. It's just the burnt rind. Like, what the fuck?
It is a good representation of like any Trump speech. You know, I was watching part of his town hall too. It's just like, we do these things. We do all, I keep sounding like Bernie on fucking everything. We, you know, how do you do Trump? It's huge. We do all these things. It's almost I guess Bernie's from New York. No, he's from fucking up north, huh? God, they both sound... Yeah. Northerners sound weird, man. Don't you think?
They do.
Yeah, see, there you go. See, you got it right there. I think it's also funny that it's obvious that, like, all of Trump's family is meme lords, all the way down to his wife, you know? She's a fucking meme lord. How else would she find diamond and silk?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I guess they have a lot of big PR team and shit too, so who knows? Mm. But I'm sure it was probably, they'd probably seen it already. Because what else is there to do but look at YouTube all day? Shit.
Right? Seriously. We got to start talking more about Jim Jordan, man. I need to get that, I need to start talking about that a little more. Because I didn't realize his connection to Ohio State University and the wrestling team. And how the physician there was molesting people, with him there. Ugh. You know what I mean? I want to get into that more because I think that we have lost sight of the fact that the left and right paradigm is broken and they're all evil, they're all assholes, they're all pedophiles, they're all money grubbing fucking warlords. We have to bunch them all into a thing and separate them from us. Right, the real people, the people that exist on this planet that you know, reap the benefits of our hard work, or at least we should. So I'm going to play this clip. Jim Jordan, he's talking about Schumer today, but I'd also like to keep in mind Jim Jordan. I there's things I need to address about him that need to be talked about on the show and need to be discussed further, but that will be for another day. This one's out of Fox News, and he's him and another pundit are commenting on Schumer's outburst today, which I'm not sure you're familiar with. I guess you'll find out all about it right now. Here we go.
I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
What the heck was that? Senator Chuck Schumer under fire for those comments against the president's Supreme Court picks.
Oh, my dude, I forgot. This is fucking Brian Kilmeade. This is my dude. Here we go.
And the Supreme Court overall. And our next guests argue it's not the first time he's talked this way, pointing to this remark to Donald Trump.
Take on the intelligence community. They have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
Dude, that's fucking creepy as shit, right?
Yeah, it's like threatening.
Right? He does this shit. Everybody talks about how Trump's using these like mob terms. What about your fucking, you know, deep state terms, man? That's fucking creepy, dude. Here, we'll continue on.
GOP Congressman Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan join us right now. They see similarities between those two remarks. First, guys, would you both comment on what you just heard on the steps of the Supreme Court? Jim?
Well, Jim, go ahead.
Well, it's inappropriate.
Fuck you, bro. I want Jim to speak.
But you're right, Brian. This is not the first time Chuck Schumer's tried to intimidate someone. It didn't work with President Trump. I don't think it's going to work with Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh, but it's still wrong. You don't do those kind of things. And he's right. The intelligence community did try to go after President Trump, and we've uncovered that. And the Horowitz report further exposed what they tried to do. So, you know, he shouldn't be trying to intimidate. It didn't work with President Trump. I don't think it's going to work with the Supreme Court justices.
And Brian, Jim's exactly right. Here's the interesting thing is his spokesman puts out this unbelievable declaration that supposedly he was talking to Senate Republicans. There's only two problems with that. He was standing in front of the Supreme Court and he mentioned two Supreme Court justices. Listen, this is typical Chuck Schumer. What he wants to do is actually rile up the base and make sure that what they do is put as much political pressure in the media, not only on the Supreme Court, but on the president. But these kind of tactics won't work because the American people won't stand for it.
Hold on. Before we continue with this, look at Jim Jordan, man. Do you see this motherfucker? He looks worried. Don't you think?
He looked a guilty guy that's worried.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And I've kind of seen the shift in his demeanor since there's been some hearings on this. And one of his former wrestlers recently came out and said, yeah, you know, Jim Jordan's known this from the beginning, and I'm the captain of this team, and I'm looking out for my guys here. You know, this guy's a fucking coward, you know, literally pointing his finger at Jim Jordan. And since then, and since a couple other interviews, it's just kind of, you see it on his face, no matter what he's talking about. It's like he's made puny by it. Also, note Brian Kilmeade's fucking face. This guy, dude. He's one of those motherfuckers. He's like, ooh, I'm so pretty. You could tell. He's sad that he works radio. Anyways, here we go. Oh, what the fuck did I do? I fucked it up. Sorry, let me try to get back there. I'm glad you can. Here we go.
On the steps of the Supreme Court. Jim?
Well, Jim, go ahead.
Oh, fuck.
Well, it's inappropriate, but you're right. I don't think it's going to work with the Supreme Court justices.
And Brian, Jim's exactly right. Here's the interesting thing is his spokesman puts out this unbelievable declaration that supposedly he was talking to Senate Republicans. There's only two problems with that. He was standing in front of the Supreme Court and he mentioned two Supreme Court justices. Listen, this is typical Chuck Schumer. What he wants to do is...
Chucky Schumer.
Actually rile up the base and make sure that what they do is put as much political pressure in the media, not only on the Supreme Court, but on the president. But these kind of tactics won't work because the American people won't stand for it.
See, another thing, just on a clue, you know how he looks at his copy on everything. He puts it right up in his head and he reads it. Yeah. He was winging that. So we all sometimes get in front of crowds and maybe say things you regret. I have so much respect for him to say, wow, I was off the handle yesterday. I'm just very emotional about a very touchy issue in this. That would go a long way, wouldn't it? Either one of you, Jim?
Yeah, it would. I think probably the biggest thing that we have here, Brian, is that he just should apologize and say, I misspoke. I send an apology. He can criticize their decisions all day long. But when you start making threats, whether they're veiled threats or not, it's just inappropriate.
I'm going to bring elections into this because I would argue that maybe President Trump doesn't win if there wasn't a vacant Supreme Court seat. There was a reason why a lot of Republicans said there's an urgency to get a conservative on the Supreme Court. Do you believe this is beginning to heat up in the same way because of Justice Ginsburg's age and obviously health challenges that would take place over the next 4 years? Do you see the base, Jim Jordan, getting just as exercised because that's at stake with this next election?
Well, it's always an important issue because the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, gets to nominate Supreme Court justice. So that's always an issue front and center, and particularly on the life issue. Remember, this president was the first president in American history to go in person to the March for Life rally. So the Democrats are trying to make this issue, but our side will too because we appreciate...
Oh, I see what the fuck happened here. This is an abortion thing. Huh. Interesting. It's funny how they sneak weird little things in on you on this. You know what I mean? The whole Chuck Schumer thing, he's getting pissed off because every woman is being abused here. Every woman. We're going to fight the power. And then the political pundits and the fucking media, they have this great way of spinning it. Like, look how unprofessional he was here. But then... really what they're doing is they're trying to detract from the actual issue, which is women's rights to have an abortion. Wow. Fuck. That just blew my mind, dude. Fucking... What do you think, Crafter?
Yeah, media just wants to game you. They want to fucking change your opinion. They want to present their way of thinking. They don't care about facts anymore.
What I think is funny about that, too, is the media doesn't want to accept that responsibility. When... especially like in radio shows, people call in, they're always like, the media. And on a major, you know, Fox fucking news channel, they're always deflecting, no, it's not the media, it's the politicians. Let's look at the politicians, we're just reporting. Fuck you, you're just reporting. You know you're throwing a spin, you're trying to get those ratings. Your reportings mean nothing if you don't have ratings, right? I mean, look at verbose.xyz, we have zero funding. We could never go under, motherfuckers.
No ratings, no funding, no spin.
Yeah, exactly. We just
spin, okay.
We spin things around. It's not like we have our own spin. We just kind of throw things out there, you know. Maybe we don't have it. What do you think? Do we have a spin? Maybe we don't have a spin. I feel kind of spinny, like sit on it and spin kind of sit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me on that? Yeah. Fucking. But, fuck. But yeah, so, I don't know. Chuck Schumer, yeah, he's a threatening weirdo fucking guy. But it just, again, illustrates that point of, like, the polar opposites we're dealing with. And that it's controlled by both the media and the government, and they work in cahoots together. That was a perfect example of that. I wasn't even meaning to bring that up, and fucking, that video just, like, fucking really sunk in for me there. Fuck it. Speaking of propaganda, let's do our last clip here. Some Tucker Carlson action. You know I love me some Tucker. Mostly the same way I love Brian Kilmeade, because they're both cute. They're like cutie pies. Except Tucker doesn't know it. He tries not to look at himself in the mirror too often, which makes him even cuter. This one is Tucker Carlson talking about Democrats pin their hopes on the gaffe-prone Joe Biden. Enjoy this one, bitches.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight, a historic moment today in the world of politics. After much trial and error and a great deal of anxiety and frustrated harumphing on cable news panels, the Democratic establishment tonight finally has chosen a candidate to stop Bernie Sanders before he can take their money. There's much relief in Washington right now. The Sanders threat is imminent and profound, and they've been sweating it. Imagine General Chinese Gordon surrounded by screaming Mahdi's at the siege of Khartoum, and you will know how they feel. Terrified. It's one thing if your country falls apart, if 10th graders can't read and 9-year-olds are taking puberty-blocking drugs and downtown L.A. looks like Calcutta and another 10,000 more Americans just died of fentanyl overdose. Whatever. Americans are dying.
Bruh. He just went hard there, and I feel like...
fucking super crazy hard. Some V for Vendetta type propaganda.
Right? For real? And look at him! He looks like a fucking... He used to wear a fucking bow tie. This guy's a fucking dweeb. And he's going fucking anonymous fucking hard, dude. Anyways, let's continue on.
Democrats are fine with that. They can live with it. They do. They don't say a word. But if there's a rogue candidate out there who might actually be serious about closing the carried interest loophole and forcing private equity barons to pay the same effective tax rate that you do, well, that cannot stand. It's totally and completely unacceptable. In fact, it's morally wrong. Alert the panel on Morning Joe. We're going to war. And tonight they have found their war horse, a hero they imagine will carry them forth to victory against the wild-haired infidel from Vermont. It is this candidate, whom you should know, is literally now the youngest man in the Democratic race. This is the man they believe has the competence, the intensity, the intellect to repel the seething horde of Sandersites. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Joe Biden.
Look, tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you. I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I?
150.
Did he say?
Historic
oh,
moment.
Fuck, I did. I fucked it up again.
2000.
Did he say I'm
you
rushing
rushed ahead, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. I did the same thing he did.
You just bind it, bro. Just bind it. It's like binding up our country.
The fucking great thing is, though, like, do you think he's a Russian asset?
No.
He's Russian head. Never mind. I gaffed
no,
so hard.
He's a CIA asset.
Do you think Bernie works for Mossad? Anyways, don't answer that. Here we go.
But I'm Russian head, aren't I?
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from life.
What the fuck?
Whoa. Half the population of the country fucking died, bro.
That's so good. Dude, you know, as I'm watching this, I kind of wouldn't mind a Biden presidency. It'd be so funny.
He had more clips than George W. Bush.
Oh, my God. Oh, but you remind me. George W. Bush was retarded, too. But look at the shit that they were able to pull off with that puppet in fucking charge. Joe Biden is the fucking... He's the next George W. Bush, man. Anyways, continue on.
It would put 720 million million women back in the workforce. Nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
What do you like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? And what a neat town. Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night. Poor kids are just as...
Wait, what the fuck?
Make sure you have the record player on at night.
Oh my God. It just keeps getting better. This is amazing.
This guy has dementia. He's slipping into his younger years. He's not electable.
He makes Bernie look sane. And this is the guy you're propping up. Fuck, it's blowing my mind right now.
Bright and just as talented as white kids.
We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts. Think
about it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Yeah, that's the man. It's Super Thursday. And he's running for the United States Senate in memory of the nearly half the country that's murdered by guns in the last few years. Guided by the belief that other children are as bright and talented as white kids, not to mention clean and articulate. And in the hope that he can put 750 million women back to work, whether they want to go or not. If that's the kind of transformational candidate you're looking for, Joe Biden is your man. Or if you're looking for someone to get you a second serving of Jell-O from the 4:30 early bird buffet, Biden could do that too. He's a Renaissance man. As he himself will tell you, the Renaissance was an awful long time ago. Back during the Carter administration, actually. And you know what? Jimmy was a good guy, better than they said. And so on. Honestly, and how do you say this without being rude or mean, this whole thing is sad. Worse than that, it's cruel. Running Joe Biden for president is like making your dog wear a dress. It may make for an amusing Instagram post, but it's wrong. You can see the confusion in the dog's eyes. You can see the same thing in Joe Biden's eyes if you look closely. Why am I here? What are we talking about? Maybe if I make a lot of noises about push-ups, no one will notice. So far, the only thing we've learned from Biden's candidacy is that there's no one around him who cares enough to make him stop. Instead, there are only enablers. Today, both Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar endorsed Biden. So did former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Beto O'Rourke.
Beto! Motherfucking Beto! It's obvious that you're a fucking CIA asset too, motherfucker. Because you support Biden, dude. Same thing with fucking Pete Buttigieg. Fucking can't support the fucking Bernie, huh? Even though you were into Bernie in college. God fucking damn it.
These are party people doing the bidding of their corporate masters. There's nothing warm or sentimental about it. They're pushing a defective product on consumers, and they know it. They're selling lawn darts. But whatever it takes. The Biden campaign isn't about ideas, much less ideals. The Democratic establishment's only concern is institutional control. That's where all of their power comes from holding together and running things. If the Democratic coalition breaks down, they are by definition powerless. They have nothing. And the real threat of Bernie Sanders is the threat he poses to the party. He could split it in half and break it forever. That cannot happen. Joe Biden is their last chance. That's why they're backing him. Probably the only group sincerely cheering Biden on tonight are the credit card companies. For decades, Biden was their paid lackey in Washington. They bribed him with cash. They gave jobs to his son. In return, he carried their legislation through Congress dutifully for many, many years. Meanwhile, untold Americans, average Joes, as Joe himself likes to say, were crushed by credit card debt. The average credit card interest rate in this country is 21%. 21% interest at a time when the Fed is giving banks billions of dollars nearly for free. That's how low interest rates are for them, but you're paying 21%. This is a disaster. How bad is it? Let's put it in perspective. Ask yourself, how many people do you know personally who've been hospitalized for coronavirus, something we're all worried about unjustly? Maybe none. Now ask yourself, how many people you know personally whose lives have been diminished or destroyed by credit card debt? Maybe it's happened to you. It probably has. It's happened to so many people. Joe Biden is one of the decision makers who made that possible. It's not an overstatement, but they don't care. Now they're telling you that for the good of the country, you've got to vote for Joe Biden. Keep in mind, they don't even believe it as they say it. They don't even like Biden. But at this point, they'll say anything because they have to.
There you have it. And there you have it. Tucker dropping the truth bombs.
Wow, that was going hard. I was like, I just got red pilled right there. I'm like, wow.
Right?
But like I was saying at the very beginning of the stream, like, I kind of agree. What the fuck is the DNC doing? The most competent person, the most responsible person, the one with the lifestyle that shows that they're willing to be up to the task for DNC is Tulsi fucking Gabbard. and I don't know why they never backed her. You know, the reasonable of wanting to end wars, to spend money on our own defense, to put America first. I mean, like, isn't that what Trump ran on as well? You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but the DNC doesn't seem to want to stop wars.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the Obama administration and their, you know, CIA-funded Arab Spring and fucking overtake of fucking Syria and Libya and all these other countries and killing Muslim Brother operatives that didn't want to help them in Egypt. Like, I think that is what they want. They want a world where they can control through, you know, any operation necessary without any court being able to question it.
Yeah, that's for fucking A right. And it's all political theater up until there, you know? Why they're willing to fucking show up Joe Biden in your face and fucking say, look at the monkey, you know, you must acquit, and this is who you gotta vote for now. Because anything that they can't control and that goes outside of their paradigm is a threat. So fucking creepy sleepy Joe, here you go. Here you go, America. Fucking Elizabeth Warren ain't even backing any motherfuckers. And that blows my mind because she literally basically stole the election from Bernie. What would you say?
I mean, yeah, she really split what his base would have been. A lot more people who liked his flavor of democratic socialism would have been backing him if Warren was never in place or if she backed him as his possible future vice.
Right? Exactly. Like, they would have viced each other. Like, hey, you want to be viceties? That'd be fucking cool, you know? For them, I still think that would be a horrible fucking presidency. I think that'd be a horrible...
It might be bad for the country, but it would be... In the election, it would be a formidable offense against Trump.
Very,
if that's
very
what the goal
so.
Is. And that's what they talk about on all these fucking, you know, on CNN, MSNBC. We have to defeat Trump. We have to defeat Trump, you know? Like, so, I mean... That would be the goal to do it. You have to make a running mate and a presidential candidate that is electable, that the people actually want, and that is also under your thumb. You know, like you need to find the fucking what the mutual ground here, not fucking Joe goddamn Biden,
or
creepy
just,
Joe,
or give
Nipping
it up to
girls.
The people. Truly, give it up to the people. You know, fucking the outcome be damned. Allow the people to steer the narrative. You know, see what happens. And then maybe, much like taking the labels off of the fucking shit so that you end up overdosing on fucking thumbtacks or some shit, you allow people to learn their lesson the hard way. Like, oh shit, that didn't fucking work out. Well, at least next 4 years we could fucking take mitigations to that. You know what I mean? Trust the people a little bit. Let it go. Let go of your power, fucking bullshit, whatever. It should be up to the people. If the people want fucking... shitty-ass Bernie, fucking give us shitty-ass Bernie. Let us be socialists for a little bit. And then when we end up in breadlines and fucking cannibalizing each other, then we'll maybe elect someone else. But, yeah. Shout out to fucking Alex Jones, man. You've been doing this longer than anybody else. I still want you on the show. Keep keeping those frogs straight. Sleepy Creepy Joe, why the fuck you, man? Who would you rather vote for, Crafter, Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden?
I mean, fuck. Fuck. God, I'm not going to... never again. I did vote for Hillary Clinton. I will never vote for Joe Biden.
I won't either.
And I will vote in the third party, or I'm voting... My vote is going somewhere else, and I feel a lot of other people feel the same. Joe Biden is not okay.
Yeah, I'm looking for what happens, I'm looking for what happens in the Libertarian primary. I want to see what happens there. I will vote for John McAfee. Don't think I won't. I will vote for John McAfee. I would even consider voting for Jill Stein. I have never voted for Trump. I can't share a video with your video. You can't? It's like that paradigm, bro. But yeah, Jitsi, dude. Oh, I can't get rid of that video. I was trying to get rid of the video, dude. It won't fucking let... Oh, I have to hit the 3 button. Sorry. Fuck. Anyways, fucking... what the fuck were we talking about? I don't know. Shout out to Alex Jones. Fucking... Shout out to Alex Jones. Fucking Palestine. Straight Palestine B. Fucking... The gay is fucking real.
For real.
I'm gonna bring you out with some Drake.
Hey.
The gay is
years, I gave that to the game. 33 mil, I say that for the
fucking bring it out to all you motherfuckers. A little bit of Drake. 500 mil and I fall back in the Thanks for joining us. Finally give you niggas the space this you need beautiful verbose 55. We appreciate you coming around, and if you're coming around for the first time, well, fucking keep hitting us up. We'll be here. We're trying to get to at least 108, the other end of the sacred number. Verbose.xyz, we're here every Thursday around 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 6 p.m. Pacific. Fuck around, bitches, and we will see you next time. Register the business in my brother's name. 3,500 in a pocket that should cover things. Certified lover man, trapping out the motherland. Always move right, so my watch is on the other hand. She could try and play it down now, but she was a fan. People wanna know what's in my pockets, they don't understand. My assistant always finding Percocet and rubber bands. Know my mom might not wanna hear how I discover plans. Word to Sandra Graham, no one love you like your mother can. I watch Michael Rubin win a million off a couple hands. I decide what to see next, like it's on demand. I decide what to be next, like I'm switching plans. I'ma tell you what you feel next. Like the weatherman, I will split heads and break necks for my little man. Six God praying hands like I'm a religious man, but I'm just a sicker man, wicked man. Look, we can argue back and forth, but who's the richer man? Isn't that what matters in this world that we living in? Bank notes, dividends, snakes stay slithering. How you plan to make it to the top by just fitting in? How you plan to take a nigga's spot by just giving in? How you gonna treat this shit like you gonna get to live again? How you getting hype off one hit? Do that shit again. How you gotta manage? You met after you got the win. Bet you got some niggas that'll love you to the bitter end. Bet you got somebody that's just smarter than your other friends. Give them a percent and see what happens to your blessings then. You just need to stay close to your people that was there when others could have been, and when others should have been. Got a nigga staring at the game like, damn, coach, put him in. But you never listen, so you niggas going wood again. Got us in the crib talking about when niggas could have been, should have been. And I got your girl on the second floor begging me to put it in. And it's not because all of the money that you wouldn't spend. And it's not because I set it up to try and get revenge. It's because you niggas insecure, you ain't made men. It's because even though you hate on me, we stay friends. It's because you niggas never learn when to say when. Yeah.
For real.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?